St. Evans head cross country coach, Mike Zalot, is on the program this morning. Coach, you are a guy who I would say has the record for most appearances on this program because you're here with cross country. Then you have baseball with St. Evans. You're here during the summer. I told all the other coaches I've had on, it's been a long time since I've seen them. It ain't really been that long since I've seen you, though.
Right, right.
But
right.
It is good to see you.
Hey, the most amazing stat of the day, I think, has to be you haven't had high chai in all the years you've been here?
No.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
No,
Robert does a great job. Robert Hsu is the one that runs that, by the way, and his nephew, Rick, ran cross country for us, just graduated last year.
Oh, okay.
He's down to Florida State, actually. So, but no, Robert does a great job. Yeah, anytime we have early outs, I think this is the most popular place for our students.
Oh, okay.
So they call it high chai. So.
Yeah. I don't know why it never really dawned on me to do that, but I decided to do it the other day. And you can order that online and pay online, so it's ready, and you just come pick it up. You get text alerts on that. Like, it's awesome. Like, I feel like went to a brand-new world almost.
Yeah,
know what I mean? It's awesome. So we recommend that for sure. So cross-country, we've spent a lot of time focusing on football with fall sports, but cross-country is also opening this week, right?
Yeah, we had a meet at Southeast Valley down in Gowrie on Thursday. They do a great job. That meet's grown steadily since we've been going to there. Manson used to host a meet on the first Tuesday, and when they decided not to host anymore, Southeast Valley coach Travis Nuss, great guy, by the way, decided to host a meet, and I'm glad he did and picked up the slack there. So travel-wise, we don't have to, it's about the same distance, so that was really nice. No, he does a great job. The meet is going to be spot on in terms of distance. It's not overly challenging, but it's not exactly flat either. It's a nice little course to get the meet going with. And like I said, there's some really good teams there now. ACGC boys are rated number 2 now. They're going to be there. Ogden, I think, 7th. We come in at 11th, and Manson's boys are 20th. So on the boys' side, it's going to be a pretty good meet to start the year. We'll find out exactly where we stand there. And then on the girls' side, Manson's rated ahead of us. We're 12th, and that'll be a good test for us as well. So it's going to be a good meet. There's some rated individuals there as well, and looking to get after it.
Coach Mike Zalot is my guest, St. Edmund Cross Guthrie. The Gales open this week at Southeast Valley on Thursday for their season. You're coming off another, your program's been consistently good for a while, and you're coming off another productive year last year in terms of state qualifiers and that kind of thing. Who do you have back from your last year with qualified?
Yeah, the girls, they've qualified for state 7 years in a row now. They really got it rolling. We got Michaela Lighting, Hannah Landwehr, Reese Lemberg, Caroline Shelley, and Gracie Harvey back, who ran consistently varsity last year. Andy Barwin ran varsity at state last year. She's back. We also have Anna Calathia, who didn't run varsity last year, but her freshman year she was really, really good. And I think she wants to get back in the mix. She ran quite a bit this summer. So we only got 11 girls out. We don't have enough for a full scoring JV. But the 11 we got are really pretty salty. So I'd put our 11 girls against any 11 1A girls team out there. Our JV is pretty solid as well. And there'll be a fight for that last couple spots. So that's the way it's been the last few years. That's the way you want it. Obviously, as a coach, you don't favor any of your athletes. But the competition is good and makes the team better. And thus far, the girls put quite a bit of miles in this summer. We had really good attendance at our summer running. We had a couple girls I know that had jobs or were on the softball team, and so they couldn't make it much, but I know they did some running on their own. So it's showing right now. We're looking, I think, pretty good for the first 2 weeks of practice. Because of that, Coach Shelley and I were able to put together a couple tough workouts especially this week. We did a really tough hill workout. We go over to the cemetery across from Gunderson Funeral Home there. I don't make a lot of friends that day. I know that. But the kids do know that.
Well, if you make a lot of friends in the cemetery, there may be an issue there.
No, right. Yeah. That's a good point. But, no. So it's a tough day, and they know that. And then we came back and did some threshold 800s on Thursday. We put them through the ringer a little bit differently than we have in the past, just because they're prepared to do so. And it's exciting to see where we can be this first meet.
On the boys' side, what do you have coming back there?
Yeah, we got quite a bit coming back there as well. We got Aaron Larson, two-time state qualifier individually.
Yeah, know that name.
Yep, and then Ronnie Orris, who's been a steady two to three guy for us as well, another junior. We've got Hayden Mayer, senior, Drew Zalat, a senior, and Zach Lortz, who's right over here cleaning off the table.
Okay, so one of your players is working here at IV. Right?
Yeah, Zach does a good job, great kid, and he's a senior as well. So we got those five guys returning. And then we got a freshman, Liam Shannon, who's looked inconsistent the first couple weeks, but he's had some pretty good practices as well. Thomas Cosgrove has put a lot of time in. He's a sophomore. He ran a lot this summer, and he'll be in the mix as well. Sam Miracle ran a few varsity meets last year, as did Braden Smith, and those guys will be maybe our top JV guys to start the season with. But then once again, like the girls, there's going to be some competition there. And the boys, they had a string of seven in a row for a while there, and then we missed it 4 years in a row, and then we made it back to state last year. So, yeah, things are heading in the right direction. We've got incredibly great leadership, I think, with our seniors. Caroline and Gracie on the girls' side have been very good leaders for us. Ellie Berry's another senior that's been in the program all 4 years, and Ellie's really active. People might know her name through female wrestling.
She's, Yeah.
So Ellie, she's in cross, she's in wrestling, she's in softball, she's in track. She's a four-sport athlete, really involved. Like I said, having good leadership there. The boys, Drew Zalat and Hayden Mayer and Zach Lortz, seniors that have really put a lot of time in this summer. They made it to almost all of our summer running. Hayden wasn't there. He had a job, but yeah, I know he did running on his own quite a bit. And we're looking to have a really good year, and it all starts with senior leadership, and they've done a really fantastic job.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one of the things I've learned from having you on this program to talk about cross country, which honestly I knew very little to almost nothing about because I'd never really been involved in cross country that much. But the thing I think that's very interesting about cross country is, like, you'll open Thursday at Southeast Valley, but you're not really running against Southeast Valley or Manson or anybody else. You're really running against yourself to kind of get yourself positioned and seasoned for later on in the year.
Right, and I know you mean that somewhat figuratively, but it's also literally in the fact that, and the one thing I love about this meet is that there's just one girls' race and there's one boys' race. That's all there is. There's no JV, there's no varsity. And so in years past, Manson would divide it up, and then I'd have to have like a inter-squad race, you know, beforehand to determine who's going to be varsity and JV. But we don't have to do that. So I don't have to waste a practice doing that. And so we line all the boys up, all the girls up on next Thursday, and then we'll take our top seven usually from there. That's usually how we do it. If people have missed practices or something like that, and they make top seven, they may not be on the varsity. But more or less, that's the beauty of the sport is, hey, you know, if you want my spot, you got to beat me, you got to take me out. It's a lot like wrestling or tennis or golf or, you know, other sports like that. Whereas, you know, like the coach baseball, well, coaches have to make some certain decisions there. It's not so cut and dry, you know.
Yeah.
So this is, I've heard people say this with wrestling, but it applies to pretty much any sport like this, but it's about the fairest thing in the world, you know. And so so that's the neat thing about that meet. But like you said, yeah, we're, you know, we want to see how we stack up against those rated schools from the get-go. But, yeah, we're always focused on districts. That's our big thing.
Yeah.
That's what we train for. Our training is set up
at the right time.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
For sure.
And so we, we try to train and run their bodies through the ringer early on, and then towards districts we'll start tapering off just a little bit and really working on speed and things like that. But Yeah, you're right. We're focused down on the future, and we'll take our information from Thursday and see what we need to do with the kids. Maybe some of them aren't in quite a good enough shape. We got to get more miles on them. The kids that ran more this summer, we might have to start doing more speed workout with them. But we'll get a good feel for that on Thursday.
And build from there. Coach Mike Zalot's been my guest here on the program. St. Edmund Cross Country coming back, and we'll get in full swing Thursday at Southeast Valley. Coach, we appreciate you coming by as always. Always good to have you on the show and to see you. And we'll be catching up with you here and talking about your progress as the season progresses, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me talk cross country. And I don't think everybody would be willing to do that. And like you said, Hy-Vee does a great job putting on breakfast. We had a really good breakfast this morning. And I just like the opportunity to be able to, you know, promote our kids, promote our program. They work as hard as anybody else, and they deserve it. And I'm glad that you recognize that and appreciate it. And, you know, you do a great job, obviously.
Well, we appreciate that as well, and always want to shine the light. We do our best to both be versatile with some of the other sports we cover and to cover the high points that, you know, are points of interest to the people in general, you know, move the needle, so to speak. So we try to give a balance to that. Coach, we appreciate your time this morning.
All right, have a good night and or good afternoon, SOD, and good luck to all the area sports teams. The kids work hard, and hopefully they'll see the fruits of their labor.